Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning, and I was hoping Anna DeVlantis wouldn't play hooky on us today. We're going to check out This Week in Chicago History. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Wendy. Hey, did you celebrate Ferris Bueller's Day Off Day on Monday?
Did you do anything? I'm dumb. Did you?
I did, and we watched the movie with my 11-year-old, and I always wonder, am I forcing this on you like I am Star Wars, because she doesn't really like Star Wars? Or are you really, like, enjoying this, even though it's like an 80s movie and it's my movie? She's like, no, this is a great movie.
All right, so I'm glad she liked it. She has taste.
I was happy about that. But this is the day, or actually, this is the week, I should say, Wendy. June 5th was the day Ferris Bueller decided to skip school in the movie. And remember the whole fake sick thing with, was it Mr. Mooney, the principal, and Rooney, the principal,
yes,
in hot pursuit of him at every point of the day. But he had this rock star good time in Chicago. And to this day, I know you probably heard of these. They have tours that let you do live like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off across Chicago. So you can go to the Art Institute, you can go to Wrigley Field, top of the Sears Tower, and maybe crash a parade if there happens to be one around. I don't know about driving in the red Ferrari, but that whole thing is just, it's so memorable, so classic. So much has been celebrated and studied about that film. You know, from a filmmaker standpoint, Wendy, it broke that fourth wall where you had Matthew Broderick come and talk to you at the camera and the camera. And it was so effective, you know, so impactful the way they did it. But the parade scene, I want to ask you about this, Wendy, because they filmed it in two weekends. So the first one, it's notorious that John Hughes never asked for a permission to be part of the parade. He just lined up a float, put Matthew Broderick on it, and gave him a microphone and said, hey, we're going to shoot some real great parade scenes here. And it just entered the parade, right? But then the second weekend, they put out the call across Chicago radio. And I wonder, Wendy, if you were working radio at that time, because they wanted like thousands of extras to film the second weekend for the parade thing. Do you remember that?
I do vaguely remember that. I had just started in radio at that time.
I was going to say, that might be before your time. But they got 10,000 Chicagoans who signed up to be extras and appeared for that second weekend of filming. Just an iconic scene. And speaking of iconic scenes, we pulled the one when Ferris Bueller enters the swanky French restaurant, takes a look at the reservation book, and decides he's going to be Abe Froman. Unbeknownst to him, he's the Sausage King of Chicago.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi, I'm Abe Froman. Party of three for 12.
You're Abe Froman.
That's right, I'm Abe Froman.
The Sausage King of Chicago.
Yeah, that's me.
Listen, young man. Entre nous, I'm very busy here. Why don't you take the kids and go back to the clubhouse?
Are you suggesting that I'm not who I say I am?
I'm suggesting that you leave before I have to get snooty.
Snooty?
Snotty.
Snotty?
Okay, Abe, let's go.
No, I'm not going anywhere. No, we like to be seated.
Listen, young man, either you take the field trip outside or I'm going to have to call the police.
You're going to call the police on me?
Yes.
Fine. As a matter of fact, I'll call him myself.
Yes. Call police. This will be a hoot.
I got to rewatch this movie. You just saw it again, so it's more fresh in your mind.
Right, exactly. He steps up and he's the police officer. And he just gets away with everything. We know Ferris Bueller.
Cameron went on to be in Succession.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a success story. Also, want to talk to you, Wendy, about Princess Diana's visit this week in 1996. It was she came here. The city just greeted her with joy and respect. And she returned that sentiment for sure. Just endeared herself to the city, endeared herself, I should say. And people just turned out all along the route, anywhere her motorcade went. They were trying to catch a glimpse of her, trying to maybe have the opportunity to meet her. And the dignitaries came out across the state, too, to meet her and dance with her, Phil Donahue comes to mind, but the, you know, the governor at the time. So many people were surrounding her who were dignitaries. But what, even when I go back and look at the video, the footage from that time, Wendy, truth is, it's so clear that Princess Diana was so much more comfortable just interacting one-on-one with regular people, with those in need. You know, when she's touring the HIV clinic, when she's at Cook County Hospital, when she's talking to kids from Chicago Public Schools, she's just so engaged, so comfortable, so happy, and she just spreads so much joy and just empathy, you know, so much empathy, compassion too. So it's interesting to go back and pull that. We struggled to find one clip of her speaking at, like, kind of publicly, not one-on-one, at a big black tie at Northwestern.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Fear and fear than cancer. For some, it remains the dreaded C word. It may not always be possible to provide the complete solution to a patient's predicament. But does that mean we should give up? Sometimes we may only be able to provide support and counsel. Does that mean we have failed? I think not.
I loved her so much.
I know. You know, just so human. I mean, a royalty person like her, looked like her, acted like her, but was just so human. Her visit to Chicago, by the way, early June 1996, just 18 months before her untimely death in that car chase in Paris. Pretty sad.
It is. All right, Blues Fest, talk to me.
All right, get ready for it, Wendy. This weekend it takes place, has taken place just about this weekend every year since it was founded in 1984, nearly 40 years ago. Again, always heard held in early June. Lois Weisberg is the one who put it together, the Commissioner of Cultural Affairs under Mayor Daley. She also did Taste of Chicago, Cows on Parade. But she said, you know what, we need all these little blues fests all over the city all year long. Let's put them together. Let's get our talent together as a tribute to the father of Chicago blues, Muddy Waters. And we pulled a clip of Coco Taylor back in the day when it all began with a very, very popular song for the Chicago crowd.
So much history in the blues steeped in Chicago, so I'm glad this is still going on.
Millennium Park this weekend. I think some events even start tomorrow, but runs through Sunday if you want to check it out.
All right. Well, I might want to check it out this year. It's going to be nice weather-wise.
It's going to be gorgeous. So, yeah. Yeah. They're going to have Los Lobos there, too. It's kind of interesting. It expands a little beyond blues. And over the years, you've seen even like Stevie Ray Vaughan made an appearance, and you've seen Keith Richards and so many people inspired by blues
music.
That's
just it.
You know, and they feel it, and they just want to get out there. So it's pretty cool. You see quite a range of different musicians.
The blues done had a baby, and they named it rock and roll, Anna. They sure did.
I love it.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Wendy.